So I've been thinking about something, blessed ones, listeners. I don't know if I have a fan base yet. Like, I have, you know, friends who, you know, listen, you know, friends who, you know, I talk to on a regular basis. But I don't know if I have a fan base. I don't know. Can we include our friends part of our fan base? You know, I was just sitting here thinking about something. You know, I was thinking about my journey as far as being a podcaster. You know, of course I have Anchor, and which you can listen to on anchor.fm or just go on all the other streaming platforms that's provided. Unfortunately, the last three episodes that I put up were previously recorded episodes that I done, you know, like months ago or whatever. So I wasn't very knowledgeable that because I had put music from Spotify at the end of my recordings that they was only going to be played on Spotify, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But, you know, I kind of want this podcast to reach the masses. Like, I will say when I started podcasting, Anchor was my first experience with that, you know, because I was listening to this ad, you know, by Gary Vaynerchuk. He had talked about the Anchor app, and, you know, I said, let me go ahead and do this. This is when I was still married, you know. So for those of you who listened to my previous episodes and then saw there was a gap there from like a year, 2 years ago, that was because I was done with Anchor. I was done using it because I think there was a particular experience that I had, and I was like, I don't want to do the Anchor anymore, because at first I think Anchor was only giving me a certain amount of time, and then I didn't really like the whole process of it, like skipping, and then like every 10 minutes I had to do it. But it's been updated, there's been some updates, so I decided to just, you know, bring back season two of Too Idle for a Title, the podcast. And the reason why it was that I already explained in my previous episode, earlier episodes, because, you know, there was a, but being that there might be some new listeners, I just wanted to reiterate it. Because a couple years ago, when I was very heavy into rapping, you know, I ended up writing these raps, and I put it on this was back when MySpace was going on. I called it Too Idle for a Title, and idle just means kind of like, you know, not busy or whatever, and it was just kind of like, Ain't really nothing going on. It's just, let me just talk. Let me just say whatever I want. It don't really have no, there's really nothing too major. I'm just kind of just getting some things off my chest. But, you know, wait. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I had a moment for a second, so. When I decided to do a podcast, I said, Too Idle for a Title. That would be pretty interesting. You know, and again, Too Idle for a Title, you know, that's just the artist, rhymer, rapper in me that decided to just rhyme it, and then I said, just make it a podcast. You know, I don't have any, you know, any business or nothing really that I'm kind of like moving at the time. So I just said, I'm just going to be somebody who's just going to be just saying things, just expressing things, putting, you know, some dialogue out there. So it's a little lazy, but I mean, hey, you got to start somewhere. So then I had decided, you know, to come back with it. I got my TAPE to a podcast episode available on SoundCloud, which is mainly like just dedicated or, you know, inspired or influenced by other podcasts. And, you know, I did 11 episodes and y'all can listen to that on my SoundCloud. And now I also have my newer podcast, In the Blair podcast, which is going to be mainly more personable. But, you know, because this podcast is monetized, I decided to, you know, allow this to be monetized since Anchor is providing that opportunity for me to, you know, kind of receive some type of, accumulate some type of income with, you know, my podcast. So I said, let me go ahead and just bring it back, season two, to out of a title of the podcast. And I'll just let my In the Blair podcast be the exclusively for those who actually want to look SoundCloud. I don't know why SoundCloud rappers or SoundCloud artists or whatever get a bad rap for it, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my whole introduction to that. Just me wanting to share, you know, some thoughts. Now, you know, crossing over to a more serious note, I have been kind of thinking, can your friends be part of a fan base? Meaning, like, you have, like, a fan base does consist of people who listen, support you, like, you know, are like fans of your product or whatever you're putting out. And, you know, like I said, I have my friend, I have a personal friend of mine who has listened to, you know, my podcast from, you know, from what I was told. And based on what I see as far as the numbers wise, I see that, yeah, well, somebody is listening, even if it's one or two. So, I mean, it must be them. So, but I was like, you know, is that, can I consider them a fan base? But sure, I guess I can consider them that. Me personally, but I would like to be interested to see what y'all think. If y'all are listening, for whoever's listening, no matter when you're listening to it, today is Wednesday, the 18th of November, 2020. Do y'all include your friends part of your fan base? Like, the only reason why I'm asking is because what if your friends are the only ones who are listening to, you know, your music, listening to, like, your podcast, buying, you know, your products or whatever? Is that a fan base? It's just something that I really want to know. So, blessed ones, listeners, feel free to comment. I'm not sure where Anchor provides commentary or whatever, but if you're listening, feel free to send me an email. You can send me an email at lovedonnell@gmail.com and ask and answer me, or you can hit me up on social media platforms, Blessed One Up, which is BLSD1UP. That's on Instagram and Twitter. Or hit me on Facebook. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, discuss that for a minute. You know, this is 2 Out of 4 Title Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4, I think. But I don't know how many of these I'm going to be doing because I am, you know, trying to, you know, focus more on my new podcast, which is, like I said, In the Blair podcast, which is definitely on SoundCloud. Now, I definitely have to do episode 2, but I do that with my, you know, on in my own personal space online, on my studio, as I'm still continuing to learn. And another thing that I was, you know, sitting here thinking about, you know, I was, you know, I've been listening to some podcasts recently, you know, just one just a minute ago. And, you know, there was something that was addressed. You know, me being, you know, a 33-year-old black man, well, doesn't even matter if I'm black. Just me being a 33-year-old man, a father. I gotta learn. I'm learning still how, you know, just that I can't always comment on everything. I can't always express my opinion. But I personally would like to get the listeners' views and perspectives on this as far as when it comes to video games. Is video games, is there a age limit for that? Me personally, I don't have my own system anymore, but I still would play it when I get a chance. Like if I go, you know, maybe go to my bro house and we might be playing the video games and everything. Is there like a certain, because this is something that, you know, podcast of women were, you know, talking about. I didn't really feel a way. And really, I was just kind of like, oh, that's an interesting perspective. I know one of them had mentioned, you know, that, I don't know, she said something about, I guess, having like mediocre dick or something. Like that's for, it was just kind of weird where that there are women in, you know, in their, you know, 30s, mid, like high 20s, that they don't really, they're not big fans of their men playing video games. Now, me personally, I don't understand why. It's not childish, because if it's, because the way, I'm an extremist, because the way for me is if you can create video games, or if you can be in a video game, you, like, again, if you're, like, video game, and when we think video games, we might be thinking, like, Mario, or maybe, like, Call of Duty, you know, Madden, and WWE games, the fighting games, those are all video games now. A lot of these games aren't for younger children, aren't just for teenagers. You know, some of these games are violent. Some of these games are very explicit. Some of these games, I don't even think is appropriate for people who are even 18 or 19. Some games are a little bit more, you know, diverse. But I am interested to know, women listeners, what is your take on your man or men, you know, who play video games? Because I think that's one of those things where I remember a long time ago where there was a conversation, and I don't really know if this justifies it, but it's kind of like what somebody was like, the video games, hey, this is something that keeps us, you know, men, you know, out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't want to say that. I mean, that's not my reasoning, but that is something that a lot of us men, you know, would, you know, justify us from, you know, staying out of trouble. Because, you know, you work a 9-to-5 job, or even if you're an entrepreneur, you know, you can still play video games. And, oh, man, I'm sorry. I just got finished door dashing, which I'll talk about in a sec. You know, we playing video games, and it's like, hey, if you and your man, y'all live together, or not, but if you have a game system, that's something that can occupy them, because you gotta think, man and woman, you know, the relationship can't always, man and woman relationship can't just be about romance and finance. You know, there has to be some type of entertainment involved. Now, I'll be personal right here. See, my ex-wife, she played video games. We used to play video games all the time. You know, she's even into anime and stuff. So I think, and then like everybody's entitled to their opinion, everybody has their views, but I'm just interested to get or to understand for the women who has a who think like video games is only for a particular type of age group, or even just for men, you know, why do you feel that way? But you know, me and my ex-wife used to play video games all the time. You know, it's fun because for me personally, that's something that I grew up doing. Like, I was playing video games, was always been entertaining to me. Then as I got older, I started working, getting a job, so I didn't play video games that much, but I still had a game system. But, you know, I don't have one now because I, you know, for other reasons, you know, I would love to get one. I'm going to probably get one at some point, but I just don't have one. I just haven't really had time to play any or get one. But I know with the new PS5 out, I know that's a big thing right now. But that's just pretty much another one of my questions. So those are two questions right now that I asked, you know, for women. You know, women, how do you feel about men who play, like, well, it's mainly for women who feel like video games are too childish or something for a grown man to be playing. I just want to know why or what's your opinion on it. And then my first question was, you know, can your friends be considered part of your fan base if they're like the only ones who are, you know, listening or supporting? And again, this is too idle for a title. So for those of you who are listening and saying I'm all over the place, okay, that's cool, because that's what it's for. I'll have my more organized podcast on In the Blair podcast. This is just kind of just me and my thoughts, me and my, you know, my moment and stuff like that. DoorDash, which is something that I do right now. It is definitely a side job I have. I mean, right now I don't have one due to, you know, some issues, you know, with COVID. You know, I was working for the government, but, you know, since it was already a temporary job, I had, you know, I was already expecting that. But, you know, I do DoorDash, and there was actually a conversation that I was having with, you know, a family member, and we was in on Instagram chatting it up. We didn't really have an argument, but, you know, we have disagreements on certain things now. For people who live in major cities like New York City, D.C., Miami, like Los Angeles, is DoorDash or Uber or Lyft or any of these courier companies, do any of you all believe that you can survive off just doing that alone? Like, if you're a full-time driver, if you drive, if you treat it like a 9-to-5, of course you gotta come out of pocket. But there are certain promos and there are certain benefits that you get after a while. But for those of you who do it, or do, like, for those who do it full-time, part-time, DoorDash, Lyft, are these something that you believe you can survive all full time? Please feel free. Again, like I said, you can contact me. Contact me. Comment. Find. I don't know how the anchor does it, but I'm just curious to know. So moving on, I was going to keep that quick. Moving on to a more serious topic. Something that those are three questions that I mean, y'all can feel free to ask. Feel free to answer, but on a more serious topic, like I said, I'm not going to, you know, keep y'all too much into, you know, this realm, because I know it's a sensitive topic, but, you know, I do want to, you know, create a narrative, I want to just get some conversation, some dialogue going, because there's false narratives out here. And I think I mentioned it before. And like I said, for me, I'm still learning, you know, I'm older now, and I know that, you know, women have been oppressed for so long and still is in some ways, but this is for the last few years, I'm not even gonna say for a few years, for a while now, you know, there's been, you know, women actually been, you know, they've really been getting the credit that they deserve. They're really getting some love, you know, from, I still didn't get a chance to look do the fact check, but, you know, black women, you know, smartest women, the most educated women in the America, yet they're the most disrespected and the most unprotected. So I pose this question, you know, when is it a time for men to speak on women's business? When is it a time for men to really be the men that they need to be, as far as like the lead the women? And when is it good time for them to shut up? Because as I'm learning, I'm like, okay, I see that there's a lot of women who feels like, you know, men don't have a right to speak on women's bodies. And this was kind of stemming from the fact that, you know, a lot there, you know, with the pro-abortion, like the pro-life and, you know, all that with the abortion thing, you know, men shouldn't have a say-so in that. And just my view, and look, I just want to put this out there, and then after that, please, women listen, the women listeners, just give me some insight, because I do want to learn, I do want to, you know, be a better man, you know, I'm a father of a young son as well, and, you know, there's some things that we're conditioned and there's some things that we have to do, but it's just something that was on my mind and I just felt like I have to express it because I haven't really heard anybody say this. Just when it comes to this particular thing, as far as men speaking on women's bodies, is only pertaining to abortion and, you know, not having an abortion. I don't know the right term for it, but to me, that's the only time I do believe that men probably should speak on it, because because again, it's not just a woman that helped make the baby, even though the woman has to carry it. So I do want to make that known, that as the father of a child, if a woman decides she want to have an abortion, should she make should she just make that decision and say, I don't want to have it? Is a man able to decide to say no, to stop it? Is there a way to prevent that from happening if the father doesn't want that to go down? Because unfortunately, men can just be like, all right, this is my child. You can be with somebody for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and y'all can have a baby together, but still never know. The baby can look just like you, but the man can't really determine it just because the baby looked like you or acts like you, because there's no solid proof of it, I guess. But that's just something that I did want to address, because it seems to be still a big issue. You know, it still seems to be a big issue as far as, you know, women having the right to do whatever they want with their bodies. And I 100% agree, just except with the whole abortion thing, because I understand there are some men out here who ain't shit, but there's some women out here who ain't shit neither. And I think it's kind of unfair for the father who do want to be involved with the child's life, who do wants to be involved in the child's life, can't really do anything. That's why I think even with marriage, I think marriage is like probably the only thing that kind of will allow a man to even make that type of decision. But I don't know. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. It was just something that is just a very touchy subject, because I was like, man, you know, men and women, we will never be able to understand each other. Like, we can support and respect one another, but we won't really be able to understand each other completely, because we are not them. Even if there's a trans woman or a trans man, they won't be able to fully understand that whole concept of being a woman or a man, because there's other things that contains. Like, women go through a lot just by, you know, me having sisters, mom, ex-wife, girlfriends, all that stuff. I know there's certain things I'm like, man, I'm glad I don't go through this. But it's the same thing with, you know, with men. But again, you know, this is just how God created the universe, how God created people to be. You know, men shouldn't have to, you know, shouldn't understand it. Just like women shouldn't have to understand it, because we're not women. We're just supposed to be able to empathize and respect one another's, you know, bodies and, you know, minds and stuff. Yeah, it's just like I said, it was just something I was thinking about. Like I said, again, I do my podcast, 2 out of 4 podcasts on my phone. And like the ad says, if you want to create your own podcast, you can do it. It's simple. It's simple. I think now in 2020 and with COVID, this has been a really bad time. You know, we have a new president, yes, but that's not going to change anything for me. That's not going to change anything for my family. You know, with COVID out here, COVID's already out here. It's already here. You know, I'm not sure as far as like if this vaccine is even going to be something that going to be apt, like that I want to really look into doing. You know, but you know, everything is like, all I'm saying is now is the time to figure out something that you want to do, whether it's podcasting, whether it's sell t-shirts, makes t-shirts. On the the e-commerce, the e-sales, e-shopping, all this on everything done online, everything done on your phone. That's the future now. It was the future before, but it's like literally about to turn into the Jetsons. It's literally about to be like the Fifth Elements. Like we ain't got those. We don't have those. Like we have some flying car, but we don't have like, okay, we're all just in the, you know, the sky now. But now is the perfect time to find something and take advantage of it. Not everything is going to come with money, but at least now we have the resources and it allows now to at least be doing something. Not to knock anybody out here, you know, donating or selling, you know, illegal drugs. I mean, a lot of states now, in the United States, you know, they're, you know, having, you know, weed is illegal in a lot of states now, but, you know, some people are still just going to be doing what they want. You know, they still haven't, you know, I guess, legislated the fact that, you know, selling it is, you know, legal. But, you know, now is the perfect time. So, like I mentioned, like the ad explained, you know, you gotta be able to, you gotta find some ways. Like I said, you know, there's all type of ways down to get money. You know, and then you can always use things as stepping stone. Like me right now, like I have, like I said, I do DoorDash right now, and then I have this monetized podcast. It don't really make much, and then, you know, but I also have like some stock. I invested in some stock, not much, but it's still a start. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can't stress this enough. You know me. You know I wasn't. You know, I didn't come from money. I mean, my father was a military man. You know, my grandfather was, you know, a pastor. And then even on my mom's side, you know, I don't even necessarily show what my grandmother did, but my grandfather on my mom's side, may rest in peace. From what I know, like I said, he had different companies. He had like, you know, the like limousine service, you know, auto shop or something like that. So, but like I said, you know, I'm not someone who was like, I didn't grow up in the projects, but I didn't grow up in like, you know, these like places, like what's that place that, you know, the high end mountain house on hills or nothing like that. I was regular. Maybe I was middle class, or maybe that's just what it looked like to me. I had food stamps. We lived in rough neighborhoods, and you know, there'd been times where we didn't have no cable or nothing. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I didn't know that stuff as a kid. But my whole thing is, you have the resources now. Like, if you have a phone, at least a smartphone, you'll be able to do anything. You know, I'm tired of being broke. You know, like even with me being a son, you know, I mean, me being a dad, and you know, certain things, I was still struggling. I'm still am now, but you know, there has to be a mark where we're getting, you know, where we have resources at. Like, there was this one. I was in this app called Clubhouse. For those of you who know, but those who don't, Clubhouse is another social media app where, you know, it's kind of like an exclusive club, which they're still trying to make it more for the masses. But right now it's kind of like invite only. But there was, you know, I was in Clubhouse, and you know, my you know, I was in this group. I was able to, you know, be a speaker, but I was just kind of like listening. And mainly, and they was talking about, you know, equity, you know, having, you know, what was it, I think, sis, being, you know, black, and it was something dealing with, you know, the equity and, you know, being like, I guess tokenism and stuff isn't all, doesn't always mean equity. And in other words, that pretty much just means like being fair. So like if you work for a company and you know you're, you know, there's no diversity in there, so it doesn't always mean fairness. But I was thinking about something just the other day, like right after this conversation. 2 out of 4 title, ladies and gentlemen. You know, yeah, you can dissect things how y'all want to. But they was talking about equity, and then I was like, man, you know. And then I was listening to Damon Dash interview with Najee on Damon Dash Studios with, you know, Cigar Talk. And he was talking about how, you know, like black, you know, when was the last time black people start together? And Najee, you know, he couldn't answer it. He was trying to determine, like, he was trying to use the Lakers and all that stuff, but it's like, you know, Dame Dad just kept kind of, like, getting on him, like, what is that? No, that's a corporation, you know, you're using that. But it's like, black people don't stick together. And the thing is, like, again, like I said, again, going back to the beginning with the fan base thing, like, is, you know, do your friends count as fan base? Because, you know, for the black community, you know, we want handouts. I don't know if it comes from us coming from, you know, not having anything where we have to look out for one another. But because, you know, we're black and we're all struggling, and it's like, hey, you know, you got a friend, or even if they're not a friend, you know, it's like, hey, we both black. Can I get a discount on this shirt? Can I get a whatever on this shirt? And speaking of shirts, shout out to Greenwood District. Y'all can get it. Y'all, they have a lot of, you know, black empowerment shirts on their website, which I will, you know, matter of fact, I'll plug it in right now. Go to greenwooddist.com. You can get some shirts on there. And if y'all want to put in my code, which is Blair, y'all be able to get a percentage off. So, shout out to Greenwood District. But you know, we all want a handout, and I only provided that because, again, I am a, you know, I do want to, you know, help people out. You know, I'm a brand ambassador for Greenwood District, but I don't, you know, kind of put it out there that much because it's like, again, it's, you know, it's, I mean, I'm not, I don't be buying. I mean, I got a few shirts up there, but, I'm a brand ambassador, but I'm not really doing anything for it. But, you know, so he was just talking about how we don't stick together. And I'm like, man, yeah, he right. You know, just think about it like this. You know, when George Floyd died, you know, this is probably like the biggest thing that I seen in my lifetime. You know, I mean, I was around for Rodney King, but I was like 4 years old when that happened. And, you know, but there were certain things that I noticed, you know, this was just like there was people in other countries like kind of like protesting or marching or something. But, you know, I'm not really like a big fan of the marching and, you know, protests, you know, but, you know, I support it. Like, I don't, you know, I don't march or protest, but I have other ways to, you know, kind of like do my speaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, we you know, for the black community, you know, we influence everybody. We influence a whole world, you know, like whether it's music, whether it's dressing. Because that was another thing they was talking about with the H&M thing, which I will say for another time. But, you know, we're the influencers, you know, but. And the thing is, we're content creators as well. We're creators as well, like, on everything. But we don't have, like, none of, like, we don't have anything that we create. Like, we have Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry Studios to create a whole studio, you know, hiring, like, majority black people. Has hired, like, you know, giving black people a job. Then you have, you know, there's another company I just drew a blank just then, but yeah, you have these places, you know, like with, you know, like with us in the culture, like with Black folks in the culture, you know, we are influencers, but yet we're influencers on, we're influencers on these white outlets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got this new place called Clubhouse, which the majority of, you know, which from what I see mainly, you know, my people up there, you know, my Black, you know, brothers and sisters up there. But, you know, the white influencers, you know, if y'all ever seen The Social Dilemma, watch that. You know, I think there might have been only one Black girl, one Black person out there, maybe two, but they have, and maybe it's because because they have all the resources. But we know we have people like the Dame Dashes, the Tyler Perrys, and, you know, the Jay-Z's and stuff, and Diddy's who have the resources and the connections and the power, who has the power, and, you know, but yet we're not, you know, there is no, like, we're not, we don't have anything that, we don't have any social outlets that been, like I said, we're in a society now where our whole world is on the internet, our whole world is online. You know, everybody wants to do research, everybody wants to do this, but it's like, okay, you got the research, but what you're doing, you're just putting this information out there, but you're not, I don't know who's building anything. I mean, I know they're out there, but why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about what, you know, what the Ava DuVernays are doing more? Why aren't we talking about, you know, what the Dame Dashes are doing, what the Tyler Perrys are doing? Why aren't we talking about that? Shout out to Joe Budden, you know, and his Joe Budden Network, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charlamagne, you know, and his partnership with iHeart. But, you know, because these are two influencers who, from what I see, you know, are doing something. But because that's just something that I care about, and maybe it goes back to that. But, you know, it was just something I wanted to think about. It was just something that I was thinking about, you know, because it is important, you know. Man, you know, I can go all night with this, but I'm not. I'll leave it at that, you know, like us being influencers and content creators. Why don't we have our own social network? I want to ask this, and maybe I'm gonna pose this on Twitter. You know, I remember there was posted up in this website that T.I. had done, because I was on social media heavy. Like, so I had the MySpaces, the tags, the Facebook, excuse me, the Instagram. I had Snapchat for a day, but I didn't like it, so I took that off. But I had everything. And I think T.I. had this one social network called Street Cred. And then it was like, I don't know what happened with that. I mean, Street Cred isn't really like I don't know if that's a good name for a social media platform. But, it was there. I was out there. But I remember that coming on. And I think, you know, they have BLK. I think that's a dating site. But, you know, I think that's created by Black, you know, Black people. But it's one of those things. And maybe it needs, and maybe if we had more knowledge of it, you know, we up here trying to be woke so much that we trying to find out, you know, if the coronavirus is real. We're trying to find out if the president and who the vice president, these things is important. But why aren't we looking into, you know, Black creatives, Black resources? Because, like I said, again, I'm guilty of this too. But, you know, we're doing all this research on certain things that pertains to, you know, our everyday life. Whether it's like the medicine and stuff, but we're mainly on social media, and then our jobs that we have pertains to being on social media as well. So why aren't we doing more research on that? You know, because if we had more information, because I said, I know they're out there. They got to be out there. Ain't no way everybody, ain't no way we're just complaining about not having the unity and there's not one place out there. It gotta be at least one out there. And it has to be. But like, so everything starts for me. Like for me, like I'm building, my own, AB One Studios. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out again to Dame Dash. Shout out to Joe Budden. You know, the Joe Budden Network, Dame Dash Studios, Tyler Perry Studios. Shout out to these men, man. Like definitely influencers, definitely creators. But I think we need more. I remember I was listening to, Dr. Umar Johnson. You know, he was talking about his school that he was building. And he was talking about, they're coming. And I know Diddy want to create a political party. And I'm like, yeah, that's important, too. But, we have to first be able to get control of, in-house. We can't take over the world until we can take over our home. We got to start small. So whether it's the schools, whether it's the political parties, but we have to make sure that we stay together. We can find our white allies and, have their help because they have the connection, but we have to remember that we still have to be able to, bring in our people as well and educate them. I'm someone who needs to be educated on these things as well. I just have ideas. There's a lot of ideas that I have, but I gotta educate myself. I gotta learn certain things myself. I don't want to have to continue to, I don't want to be one of these people who ain't doing anything. If me having the idea and just putting the plans out there is what all I can do for right now until I can be able to train and change some things, then I'll do that. But that's pretty much all I have for y'all this evening. It was just something I was thinking about. And like I said, this is too idle for a title of the podcast. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that I leave this one blank. You know what I'm saying? I usually will end it with, I would usually have music at the end. But I realized that when I put music on the end, it doesn't go on, it just goes on Spotify. I'll probably have to put some other music up that's not on Spotify. I'll have to get it from my own phone. But yeah, so I do appreciate everyone for listening. So once again, listeners, blessed ones. Question one, if you got my phone number, you can ask me, answer me. Question one, are your friends included in your fan base if they're the only ones who are supporting? Question two, ladies, if you do not like your man, or if you have a problem with men playing video games, why? And question three, ladies, when can a man speak pertaining to women's business? And when is it time for them not to speak? Once again, streaming platforms, Instagram and Twitter, BLSD, the number one, UP. Facebook, just go to AB1 Studios, SoundCloud, just go to / BLAIRNGAIRE and my YouTube, just put in my name. My name should be up there. But I do appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Stay safe. Continue to stay productive, prosperous, and positive. All right, I'm out. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.